How WhatsApp's billion-dollar India business shaped Meta's Kunal Shah bet.
Why Bharat is Amazon and Flipkart's new battleground.
Ad code SEBI widens celebrity definition to include influencers.
Top deck exits at Swiggy Instamart.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with WhatsApp, where Kunal Shah's appointment as Global Chief is shining a spotlight on just how important India has become for Meta's plans for the messaging platform.
That's true. According to sources familiar with the matter, India contributes more than half of WhatsApp's global revenue, generating over $1 billion annually, largely through business messaging platforms. Now, that has made India central to Meta's efforts to monetize the world's most widely used messaging app.
And that's a big reason why Meta is betting on Kunal Shah. Sources told Money Control that Meta wants users to discover products, interact with businesses, get support, and eventually complete transactions all within WhatsApp itself.
The company believes Shah's experience across payments, commerce, and consumer internet products can help make that happen, particularly in India and other emerging markets where WhatsApp is already deeply embedded in daily life.
The appointment also fits a broader pattern. Mark Zuckerberg has increasingly turned to founders for key leadership roles. Last year, Meta brought Scale AI founder Alexander Wang into a major AI leadership position after investing billions in his company.
Yes, Meta is also pushing products like Meta Business Agents, an AI-powered assistant for businesses, combined with commerce and payments. Shah's appointment could mark the next chapter in WhatsApp's evolution from just a messaging app into a broader business platform.
With more than 3 billion users globally and over 500 million in India, WhatsApp already has the scale. Meta's now betting that Kunal Shah can help unlock more of its commercial potential. Next up, India's quick commerce battle is heading deeper into Bharat. Both Amazon and Flipkart are making aggressive bets on Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities as they look to expand beyond the metros.
Yes, Amazon's push comes at a time when CEO Andy Jassy is in India. Earlier this year, during Amazon's shareholder meeting, Jassy described India as one of the company's most promising growth markets and identified quick commerce as a strategic priority. Amazon has since committed ₹2,800 crores towards expanding its India operations and quick commerce infra as well.
Amazon has now increased its Amazon Now target from 100 cities to more than 300 cities. The service is already available to over 50 million customers across more than 15 cities.
Meanwhile, Flipkart Minutes, on the other hand, is pursuing an equally ambitious expansion. Kunal Gupta, Senior Vice President and Head of Flipkart Minutes, the company's rapid delivery arm, said in the interview to us that next phase of quick commerce growth will come from Bharat rather than metros alone.
The company already operates in more than 130 cities and is set to cross the 1,000 dark stores this week. It plans to reach 1,500 dark stores by the end of 2026.
What's also interesting is that Flipkart says average grocery order values in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities are already higher than in metros, suggesting shoppers in smaller cities are using quick commerce for larger planned purchases rather than impulse buys.
So after years of focusing on Bengaluru, Mumbai and Delhi, the next phase of India's quick commerce war is increasingly being fought in smaller cities across the country. Now moving on from e-commerce to the world of influencers, now SEBI wants to redefine who counts as a celebrity.
That's right. Under a new draft advertising code, anyone with more than 5 lakh followers could potentially be treated as a celebrity for financial promotions and endorsements.
The proposal goes beyond actors and athletes. It could cover influencers, financial creators, and even virtual characters.
Yes, that means creators with large audiences may face the same scrutiny and compliance requirements as mainstream celebrity endorsers.
Now, for brands, this expands the pool of endorsement faces. For creators, it raises the bar on what can be promoted and how. The broader goal is to update advertising rules for a social media-driven market while reducing the risks of misleading promotions and financial mis-selling. And before we wrap up, a quick exclusive from India's quick commerce sector, where the churn continues.
That's right. Sources have told Money Control that Instamart COO Ankit Jain and Chief Business Officer Hari Kumar have resigned from Swiggy's quick commerce arm. Both executives had joined from Flipkart and worked closely with Instamart CEO Amitesh Jab, who's also a former Flipkart executive.
Hari Kumar joined Instamart in late 2024, while Ankit Jain came on board just last year. Sources say both have cited personal reasons for their departures. Jain is expected to join Nykaa as head of operations, while Kumar is yet to decide his next move.
The exit is coming in as we see competition in quick commerce is only getting fiercer. Blinkit remains the market leader. Zepto is preparing for its IPO. Big Basket recently saw a CEO transition, and both Amazon and Flipkart are aggressively expanding into smaller cities. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.